The Pocahontas County Board of Education's April 20th meeting began at an unusual time, 8 a.m., since the first order of business was to reconvene the March 9th special levy meeting. The board gave final approval to the schedule of proposed tax levy rates for the fiscal year ending on June 30th as follows. Class 1, $19.40. Class 2, $38.80. Class 3 and Class 4 are both $77.60. The board then opened its regular meeting. During that meeting, updates on how the Community and Schools Program, or CIS, is working in individual schools were provided by the following program coordinators. Jonathan Paul of the Greenbank Elementary Middle School said the purpose of the program is to, quote, surround students with support to help them succeed, unquote. He said that at his school, the program is providing each student with a small red spruce tree to take home and plant this summer, and with a play outside take-home bag. They are also helping students participate in the Race to Read contest, where students will receive prizes for reading the most pages in books by May 26. Paul said one of the measurements of the success of the Community in Schools program at Greenbank is that the school had 14 behavioral referrals last year, but only 2 so far this year. Derek Toll from the Marlington Middle School CIS program said the CIS is connecting with students and is connecting the community with the schools. Toll provided examples such as a high tunnel providing troubled students a chance to get involved in gardening as an outlet, increasing tutoring hours at libraries for students in remote learning and for students who have gotten out of COVID quarantine and need to catch up. And they are developing a reward punch card program where students can receive discounts from local merchants for doing good deeds. Lois Wilfong from the PCHS CIS program said the program is assisting students with credit recovery. She said she also provides students with supplies such as paper, device chargers, and pencils. Wilfong provided a success example where CIS assisted a grade challenged student who wanted to play football with his academics, and as a result, his grades improved enough to where he can play on the team. Ruth Bland talked about the development of multicultural curriculum for the schools. She said all schools are required to establish multicultural committees, but they don't just want hand-picked staff on these who are enthusiastic about it, but they also want members who represent all opinions about it. Sherry Radcliffe presented a very detailed and complex PowerPoint program about the various COVID grants the schools have been given and the restrictions on the use of those funds. Superintendent Beam recognized school nurse Jenny Friel, who has received a school nursing award and will be formally recognized for that at the next board meeting. Don McNeil is the service person of the year and Stephanie Burns the teacher of the year. Beam also said the Pocahontas Schools Needs Project was not funded by the SBA, but they can reapply in the fall. He also expressed concerns about the language used and the behavior displayed by a few parents at the basketball games, and the refusal of some to wear masks at the games. Beam said he has reminded principals that recreational field trips are not permitted this year because of COVID, and he said the Super Scholar trophies will be awarded at each school this year also because of COVID. Additionally, Beam said he is optimistic that court mediation may restore some or all of the state aid money incorrectly denied to schools from 2007 to 2016. He said the state legislature has directed the state to negotiate this in good faith. The other items approved during this meeting are all routine in nature. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.